Neighbor's Day may be the most popular spring celebration you've never heard of. It's a relatively new French tradition that has spread across Europe, and now, as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, it's made its way to Vermont.
Neighbor's Day is celebrated in countries all over the world, just not so much in the United States. But some Essex Junction residents are trying to change that.
Essex Junction, first of all, is very excited to be the first community in Vermont to celebrate Neighbor's Day.
That's Darby Mayville. She's the Community Relations and Economic Development Assistant for the Village of Essex Junction.
It's been celebrated throughout the world, but it hasn't quite gotten down to the U.S. yet. And it's an experience for people to talk to those who are most local to them, whoever they consider their neighbors.
Mayville says gotten down to the U.S. because the tradition has already caught on north of the border.
Actually, they have a huge event up in Quebec. They started, I think, with 10 sites, and now it's like several hundred thousand people that are coming out to the Neighbor's Day in Canada.
That's Stephanie Talline. She's the person responsible for bringing Neighbor's Day to Essex Junction. We met up with her at the village's Maple Street Park. Talline first experienced the celebration when she was living outside of Paris, and now she's spearheading the effort in Vermont.
It's just an opportunity to try to meet your neighbors and be more welcoming, be more familiar with the people that live around you.
Talline says while that basic concept is the same for Neighbor's Day celebrations around the world, it can look very different depending on where you are. Around Paris, they drink wine in the streets on a Friday afternoon. In Quebec, she says, there's more of a family block party atmosphere with balloons and lawn games. And in many places, it's whatever individual groups of neighbors decide to make it. And that's how Essex Junction is doing Neighbor's Day.
I think really whatever the makeup of the community and who's ever planning it is, it just is what it is for that community. I think that's the beauty of it, is there's not one right way to do it. It's really a free-for-all based on who's planning it.
Neighbor's Day in Essex Junction is being coordinated through a Facebook page, and organizers are keeping track of events happening on June 3rd in the various neighborhoods. Talline says about 10 neighborhoods have registered so far.
The senior center in town is planning an ice cream social, and they're inviting all the local business people from that area because they're right located downtown in Essex Junction. Another neighbor is planning an apple pie event. She's making pie for her entire street. We have somebody else who's doing an event on the floor of their apartment building.
While Neighbor's Day is a celebration, Talline says it grew out of a sad occurrence.
It was started in France in 1999 because the mayor or the kind of leader of one of the arrondissements, the like neighborhoods outside of Paris, had a constituent die in her apartment and nobody noticed for months. And so he felt like there was something lost in his community because people were not aware of the death of this elderly woman.
And she says that first Neighbor's Day was an instant hit.
It was so popular that one year that the whole city of Paris did it the next year.
And then the idea jumped to international borders.
From France, it spread all across Europe. It went to Belgium next. And then I just read online the other day that it's now being celebrated in China, which is remarkable. So I'm kind of wondering, like, why have we not gotten on this a little bit earlier? But maybe it's just that everybody thinks it's a good idea and nobody does anything. So now it's us, and we're going to do it.
And Talline isn't stopping with Essex Junction. Next year, she hopes to see Neighbor's Day celebrated across Vermont on the first Saturday in June.
It's such a good idea, and it's really simple, and I think that it would be amazing for Vermont to be the first place where this is really a priority, or at least something on the calendar that you can look forward to every year, and it turns into as big an event as it is pretty much everywhere else in the world.
Talline says it would be great to have an official proclamation declaring Neighbor's Day throughout Vermont next year. But more importantly, she'd like to see get-togethers happening in neighborhoods around the state. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.